Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. Friday brought a dramatic turn of events as July jobs report came in significantly below expectations, with only 73,000 jobs added versus the forecasted 104,000. The previous 2 months' figures were revised downward by nearly 260,000, painting a weaker picture of labor market resilience. The unemployment rate also ticked up to 4.2% from 4.1%, signaling a potential softening in the labor market. In response, Treasuries rallied sharply, with short-term yields experiencing their largest single-day drop in a year. This reaction reflects a growing consensus among traders that the Federal Reserve may lower interest rates as early as next month. Markets have now fully priced in 2 rate cuts by the end of the year, a shift that has direct implications for money market instruments and portfolio positioning. Last week, the FOMC voted 9-2 to hold interest rates steady, but the dissent from Governors Waller and Bowman is noteworthy. Their concerns over labor market weakness mark the first time since 1993 that two governors dissented in the same meeting. This divergence highlights the increasing debate within the Fed about how to balance risks to growth and inflation. Inflation remains elevated, with retailers absorbing much of the costs of tariffs for now. However, these costs could be gradually passed on to the consumers, creating additional inflationary pressures. Chair Powell, in his press conference, acknowledged the heightened uncertainty surrounding the economic outlook. He reiterated the Fed's commitment to its dual mandate, maximum employment and stable prices, while emphasizing a data-driven approach to future rate decisions. Powell also flagged the potential impact of ongoing tariff policies on inflation and economic growth, adding further complexity to the Fed's decision-making process. The Fed's data dependency will be a key focus in the months ahead. Before the September FOMC meeting, we'll see two more CPI releases and one additional jobs report, all of which will be critical in shaping rate expectations. Friday's tariff announcements could also present upside risks to inflation, while the unemployment rate, now at 4.2%, remains consistent with the Fed's view of full employment. From our perspective, these developments warrant careful attention. As rate cuts become more likely, we are reviewing our strategies to ensure we remain well-positioned for a potential lower interest rate environment while maintaining liquidity to respond to further shifts in market dynamics. We will continue to closely monitor incoming economic data in anticipation of evolving monetary policy expectations. As always, thanks for joining us today, and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.